I'm John Christian, and I'm actually the HR manager at Manx Utilities. Junior Achievement run every year, the company year competition, which starts normally about October and runs through to March, and encourages Year 12 students to set up a company, run that company for that period of time, which is actually a really short period of time to, you know, have an idea, develop that idea, and actually deliver a product. It's an incredibly short period of time, and I think these guys have done a great job, you know. But all ideas start from a problem, and they've sat down and gone, what are the problems we face this winter? And it's probably cost of living. And they've said, well, how can we help the vulnerable parts of the community with cost of living pressures? So fair play to them. I mean, and in fact, if they're fixing two problems. I think the guys will probably tell you that for businesses, disposal is an issue. So they've sort of gone, where is there a problem of, you know, potential fuel being disposed, and identified cardboard. And then they've gone, what can we do with cardboard? How can we repurpose it?
And what do you think about the idea of them working up here with the Northern Men in Sheds?
I think it's been brilliant because having an idea is all well and good, but you can very easily get a groupthink mentality of, we know what we need to do. What's happened here is we've got people with a lot of experience who are analysing the process and offering suggestions and saying, can you do it differently? You know, one of the issues they have is drying the product. And these guys have been very good in going, oh, try this, try that. You know, try putting less water in to begin with, for instance. You know, and it's that's been really fascinating. It's people won't necessarily come out of something like the Company of the Year programme with all of the answers, but they'll learn the right questions, and that's a life skill, really.
I'm Sam Harris, and I'm head of finance in the Junior Achievement.
I'm Matthew Bell, and I'm the stocks and marketing.
I'm Harry Corkish, and I'm secretary of Team Zebra Junior Achievement.
Now, Sam, we've just seen the process of you making a brick. Tell us from the very beginning what you do to make this brick.
Well, you rip up cardboard boxes, which were taken from local businesses, which is just sort of spare cardboard. So, and then you put it in a big bucket, put some water in and drill it up, and then put it in a press to make it in a brick.
And what can you use these bricks for?
To heat homes, and we're going to donate them to the food bank to help the vulnerable.
That's not so they can eat them, obviously, so they can heat their homes with them, which is fantastic. How did you all come up with this idea for your business?
We thought, what are the problems of people are facing this winter? The cost of living and the cold winter, so how are we going to keep people warm as cheap as possible? And that's why we came up with these.
So how many bricks have you made so far? Have you got any idea?
I think we're pushing on 38 now, which is reasonable considering we've done about 3 hours of making them.
What are your kind of targets?
I think our goal was 50 to begin with, and then try see how long it takes for the drying process.
And you've done some testing with them. How long do they actually burn for?
Well, they need something to get them going, but about 10-15 minutes.
See, we're here at Northern Men in Sheds because actually you've been working with the Men in Sheds on this. In what way?
Well, we needed a place to make them because we can't do it in school, obviously, and a place where we can all meet, and Men in Sheds was perfect for that.
They're really helpful, and they donated us drills and presses to use.
They're quite clever guys, so they know how to do everything, and we just follow what they do, and yeah, they've been good.
So my name's Annie Pearsall, and I work for Live at Home, Isle of Man Live at Home schemes. We support lonely people living alone at home, and our age range is from 60 to, you know, we've got, I think, maybe four or five people are in the hundreds that still come out on lunches and, you know, still involved at Live at Home. We have Men in Sheds, as I say, as part of that, and I'm here just covering for a holiday today, but they accept me gracefully. We used to do the intergenerational programme with Ramsey Grammar and QE2, where we get them, the students, the sixth formers, going out and visiting members in their own home. And that's really, really good. Also, the intergeneration with the primary school kids is absolutely lovely to see.
Do you sort of see a different energy around the guys?
Oh, gosh, yeah, yeah. Especially when the little ones are in.
OK, what is your name, sir?
Nigel Burden.
Nigel, how long have you been coming to Men in Sheds?
I'm new. I'm the new boy. Only a couple, only a month or so.
So these young guys that have come in here with this enterprise of theirs, have you been doing a bit of work with them?
On and off. We sort of chip in and say, you know, do you think you might, this might help, that might help. And the whole process is trying to get the water out, mm-hmm. because you can't compress water. Mm. So we did some work when they weren't here 2 weeks ago, and I'm just showing them what we tried to do.
Amazing. So what do you think of their idea?
Oh, it's grand. There's nothing wrong with ideas. Mm-hmm. The board needs ideas, you know, and anything. Like, one of these guys could end up maybe some sort of a genius. Not saying they aren't genius already, coming up with ideas. But no, you need thinkers and people who have ideas.
Yeah. And is it nice having the sort of energy of the young guys around?
Oh, it's good. You know what I mean? They're a good crowd. You know what helps.
Yeah.
You know? And they're trying to do something.
So what do you think are some of the main skills that each of you have learned during this process?
I think we've been able to communicate better, teamwork skills, team building and everything, yeah.
Yeah, definitely teamwork, and then also getting to help from the community. So we've learned to speak to more educated people as well.
Just to be in a big organisation like Men in Sheds, with lots of people, just how it works and what goes on day to day.
And you've had some support already, haven't you, from local businesses?
Yeah, so ShopRite donated £25, so they helped us buy the press and buy any things we needed. And we've also had donations from Bill Mummery, and he donated £50 to for the same sort of cause. This project is sort of made you realise how hard it is to run a business and what you need to do. So now we have more skills to possibly make our own business.